Good evening.
I hope that everyone is doing fine tonight. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, our ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." 1 Timothy 5:3. It has been indeed a great week. Tonight we will talk about our dependency. That's coming from John, the 2nd chapter, the 24th through going to chapter 3, the 3rd verse. In him we live and move and have our being. Also coming from Acts 17, chapter 28, verse. Remember when you had your children and they were just babies? When they arrived in the world, it was such a blessing to us. At first, it was a little bit hard because those pains that hit us every now and then, we didn't think it was so wonderful at the particular time. But when that baby finally came out and we saw the beauty of that boy or girl, everything was such a beautiful, it was so beautiful at that time. We are reminded how much work it took to take care of our newborn babies. They are so needy little things. They were very needy. They were a little needy creation who wanted feeding, changing, feeding, changing, feeding, holding, feeding, changing, holding. Wow, it was a lot of that, wasn't it? And also late at night, when we wanted to go to sleep, and all we had to begin the same routine again. Feeding, changing, holding, feeding, changing, holding, feeding, changing, holding. I am sure you remember those days when we had to go through that. But even though we went through that, it was such precious little angels. We enjoyed it most of the time, but when it was late at night and we wanted to try to get some sleep to go to work the next day, it was very difficult trying to stay awake after feeding, changing, holding, feeding, changing, holding. Totally unable to care for themselves, of course we had to be there for them. They depend on those older and wiser people surrounding them. We are dependent children too. Just remember, we took our parents through the same thing also. And also we rely on our Father in heaven. What do we need from him that we can't provide for ourselves? In him we live and move and have our being. He supplies us with our very breath. He supplies us with everything that we need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's coming from Philippians 4:19. Each and every day, even at this age that we are now, we still need Jesus, just like we needed him and our parents during those times when we were young. We needed them for so many different things. When we got older, from being babies. We needed them for clothing. We needed them for different things that they needed for school. We needed them for to purchase different types of sports equipment, any type of activity that we were in. We needed our parents then. And each day, we continue to need our parents. That's the way that God feels with us. He wants us to need him also, just like we need our parents. We need our parents to provide us with money, clothing, food, a shelter over our head. And God wants us to depend on him as well. Whenever we need something, he wants us to ask him for it. He wants us to always to love him, give him the attention that he needs, just like the babies need our attention. We should never forget the goodness that God does for us each and every day, protecting us through different things, protecting us out there when the world is against us, protecting us when we're in our cars driving, keeping angels around us to secure us and protect us, keeping us from harm and danger to come into our homes. He wants us to need him and to want him just like a baby needing its mother and father. We need our father for peace in our troubles. Let's go to John 16:33. John 16:33 reads, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." That he will be there to protect us, and the love that he has for us. Let's go to John 1:9. Excuse me if you hear the page turning, but there are different verses I would like to go over tonight. The next one is 1 John 3:1. "Behold, what manner of love the Father has unto us, that we should be called the Son of God. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew him not." And when we are in the need of help in a time of need, we will go to Psalms 46. And Psalms 46 read, and that's Psalms 46:1. "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." Whenever we are in trouble, we always seem to call on God. At the time we are there, we might not think of God. But as soon as we get in trouble, the first name that we call is Jesus. "Please help us, Jesus." We always go to him in the time of need. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10:3. That is 10:13. there has no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you by tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. He's always there to bear our burden, whatever situation that we might be going through. And he's also willing to give us forgiveness. Isn't it wonderful to have a God who's always willing to love you unconditionally and also forgive you for your sins over and over again? Isn't that amazing? Our mothers and fathers love us, but sometimes they get tired of us. Sometimes my mother would say, I throw my hand up because I am tired of this. They give up on you sometimes, but God never forgives. Another gives up on us. He always forgives us over and over again. It is wonderful to have a God who loves us unconditionally. Let's go to 1 John 1:9. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, this is forgiving, still talking about forgiveness. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us for our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Isn't that something else where you help someone in spite of whatever flaw or whatever you may have, whatever you have done in life, he will still forgive you. What a loving God we have. Let's go to Jeremiah 29:11. Excuse me for flipping. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. That's eternal life. Without him, we can do nothing. And from him, we have all received one blessing after another. I know I can tell you and give you a testimony each and every day, the blessing that God has given me throughout this 20 years of being a widow. He never left me or forsake me. That saying is very true. Even though sometimes when you want to give up, God will find some kind of way to restore that faith and that willing to go on. He will bring someone in your life to say something to you. You hear something on TV, one of the spiritual shows, or when you go to church, your pastor seems to be talking about just the way you feel. In the last few Sundays, I felt that my pastor, the things that he spoke during his sermon, it seemed like there was no one else in church but myself. It was so direct to what he was saying, I felt that he was talking to me only. I am sure that everyone felt that way. Someone else, many others, felt that he was preaching to them directly. And I felt like I was there all alone. And God was talking to me through my pastor, letting me know that just continue to be strong. And like in Isaiah, comfort from God's people, it says, behold, the Lord God will come with strong hands, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his works before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms. During the pastor, while he was speaking, I felt the presence of God's arms, that he was talking to me through the pastor, telling me that he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry him in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. Well, when I had those babies, when my husband passed, yes, I was with young. And he showed me how he was going to continue to feed my flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs in his arms. He showed me that he will continue to walk beside me and my children and instill the things that he needed for us to be able to go forward, teaching me how to teach my children to believe in him, that he will always be there. He will never leave us or forsake us. And I tried my best to instill those things into them. And I must say, I see the results today, how my children has become beautiful young men, women, and men. And I know it was God who helped me through those 20 years. He put resources, he put family, he put friends in my way, around me, helping me through each and every day of the storm. Even though sometimes it got a little bit weary, sometimes it got a little bit lonely, sometimes it got where I just wanted to go in my room, close the door. But when I closed that door, he was inside there with me. He would comfort me. He would send me a word some kind of way. And he was always there through those 20 years. My children now are young adults. My daughter's married to a wonderful young man who's now a minister, wanting to serve and do whatever he can for God. My son, he turned out to be a nice young man as well, very humble. And I see the results of holding on, instilling in the things that God wanted me to instill in them. And you see results from that. So you know that being dependent on God, that's what God wants us to be dependent on him. There's so many things are happening, and I think God is trying to show us that he's there. Sometimes we put materialistic things, thinking that, oh, we got it all. We did this by ourselves. We got money in the bank. We got a nice home. We got a nice car. Oh, this is all about us. Mm-mm. No, God did this. But God is showing us that all those things that he gave us, he can take it away. He wants us to be dependent on him. Let us not think of ourselves as totally independent, because we are not. The Lord sustains us day by day. In many ways, we are as needy as that newborn baby I talked about at the beginning of my show. How that baby need us to for feeding, changing, holding, feeding, changing, holding. That's how God wants us to be dependent on him, just like a newborn baby. I'm going to read this little sentence poem. We are dependent on the Lord, who shower us with blessing. He gives us everything we need. Without him, we are nothing. Depending on God isn't weakness. It's acknowledging his strength. Let me say that again. Depending on God isn't weakness, showing weakness. And I think that's what gets in a lot of our ways. We think that because if we depend on God, or keep asking God for things, then that's not what God wants us. No, this is what it's saying. Depending on God isn't weakness. It is acknowledging his strength, is acknowledging to God that he's our resources. He is our He's our supply when we need him. He is the love that we need. He is the help in the time of trouble. He gives us victory when we are tempted. He forgives us when we need to be given. And he gives purpose us in life. And most of all, he gives us eternal life. Without him, we can do nothing. And from him, we have all received one blessing after another. Just remember this week. God wants us to depend on him. He wants us to ask for everything that we need. I won't say that he always will give it to you just the minute it comes off of your tongue, but he will give you just what you need day by day. Sometimes he gives us a little bit more than other times. But he will supply our needs. He will never leave us or forsake us. So this week, just knowing that God wants us to be dependent on him, just like a newborn baby needs his mom and dad for feeding, changing, and holding in those sequence. Just remember, be strong in the Lord, and he will supply all of your needs. And I would like to read this verse also. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. That's coming from Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Yes, he wants us to know that. So go this week in knowing that God is able to do all things. He wants to bless you. He wants you to be totally dependent on him. It's okay to do things by yourself, but just recognize who God is. He will supply your need. So this week, just chew on some of those verses that I mentioned, and you, knowing that you can be very dependent on God. I hope that you will have a blessed week and be strong in the Lord. Tune in again next week, same time, from 11 to 11:30. Be blessed.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Patient, caring love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine. You are.
I had my share of love abuse. Manipulated.
You
and its strength.
And it's